One of their own who isn't coming back is Nicholas Rapavi. As we just heard, the young Marine was killed in Fallujah last month. He was 22 and from Springfield, Virginia. Eric Kneeler of member station WETA has this remembrance.
Nicholas Rapavi wanted to be a Marine since middle school. While his friends in suburban Northern Virginia grooved to rap music, he preferred military marches. Rapavi's father, Paul, remembers his son's unbridled enthusiasm for the Marine Corps.
He just was so enthralled with the whole physicalness, the dedication. You know, it kind of fit with his feelings in high school, the sense of honor that you would do anything for your comrade.
Family and friends described him as outgoing, loyal, funny, caring, and dedicated. Rapavi graduated from high school on a Friday and shipped out to boot camp that Sunday. He spent his first tour in Afghanistan in 2003. His father remembers how the stress of combat followed him home to a crowded football game.
Tennessee scored the first touchdown, and there's 107,000 people in the stands. And the rockets got shot off, and Nicholas dove to the ground and started reaching for his rifle. And he got up and he looked at me, and I said, "I'm having a really hard time not laughing." And he goes, "I know." He says, that's just what the rocket sounded like in Afghanistan." He says, "I think this is the first time I realize I don't have my rifle with me anymore."
Rapavi spent a second tour aboard a Navy ship, making stops along the Horn of Africa and Iraq. In between deployments, he looked after the family of Chris Pulkey, a fellow Marine and best friend from high school.
And whenever, you know, my wife or my kids needed him or needed some help with something, he'd be there at the instant. You know, things I couldn't do from, you know, necessarily from Iraq. He was like a second father to my kids.
In July, Rapavi was sent to Fallujah with the 2nd Battalion, 8th Marine Regiment. 2 months later, his patrol was ambushed and a fellow Marine was killed. Rapavi was shot in the stomach, but his vest protected him. On November 24th, Rapavi was bringing his squad back to a small forward base.
He got out, stopped the patrol because something looked suspicious, something looked off, and went to go investigate. So he didn't have to put his whole patrol and his whole squad in danger. He ended up opening a gate, and after he opened that gate, he was fatally shot.
Several hundred people attended his funeral earlier this month at Marine Corps Base Quantico. He was buried later that day at Arlington National Cemetery. His mother, Kathy Rapavi Burnley, and his two brothers are now preparing for February, when Rapavi's unit is scheduled to return to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Twice before, the family drove down for the big welcome home celebration.
It's just such a wonderful feeling when they're coming home, and for him to not be there. I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet. It's just really hard. But I think it'll probably really set in February when his guys come back and he's not.
In his last phone call home, Rapavi told his mom about plans to take a romantic cruise with his girlfriend and maybe apply to college next year. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.